Well, bring out the gimp.
I think the gimp's sleeping.
Well, I guess you just have to go wake him up now, won't you?
No one cared who I was till I put on the mask.
If I pull that off, will you die?
It would be extremely painful.
You're a big guy.
For you.
Hey, little girl, I wanna be your boyfriend. Sweet little girl, I wanna be your boyfriend. What do you say? Do you love me, babe? What can I say? Because I wanna be your boyfriend. Hey, little girl, I wanna be your boyfriend. Sweet little girl, I wanna be a boyfriend. Because I wanna be a boyfriend. Hey, little girl, I wanna be a boyfriend. Sweet little girl, I wanna be a boyfriend. Do you love me, babe? What do you say? Do you love me, babe? What can I say? I wanna be a boyfriend. Hey, little girl, I wanna be a boyfriend. Sweet little girl, I wanna be a boyfriend.
I'm Sydney. I'm a personal trainer and Miss Orange County finalist, and this.
And that there is a Tech 9, a little cheap ass spray gun made out of South Miami. They retail for $380, I get them for $2, sell them for $8. They advertise this Tech 9 as the most popular gun in American crime. Can you believe that shit? It actually says that in the little booklet that comes with it. The most popular gun in American crime. Like they proud of that shit.
I love my Tech 9.
Run this up.
Oh,
check out this gun here. Now, this here is a Steyr-AUG. Steyr-AUG's a bad motherfucker. Listen. Woo! It's expensive, too, man. Made in Austria. Now, my customers don't know shit about it, so there ain't no demand for it. Now, baby, I really could use me some more ice. Hold up. But let me tell you, though, man. You put this bad boy in a flick, every motherfucker out there want one. I'm serious as a heart attack. When them Hong Kong flicks came out, every nigga in the world had to have a 45. And they ain't want one. They want two. Because all them niggas want to be the killer. But what them flicks don't tell you and what they don't know is that a 45 got a serious fucking jamming problem. Now, I try to steal my customers toward a 9mm because it's damn near the same weapon. It ain't got half the jamming problems. But you know how them niggas is out there. You can't tell them shit. They want a 45. The killer had a 45. They want a 45. Thanks, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Who's your partner?
Cat named Mr. Walker runs a fishing boat out of Mexico. I get the merchandise to him, he gets it out to my customers on all my bulk sales anyway. Before I set that nigga up, he ain't have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of. Now, that motherfucker rolling in cash. Got himself a yacht with all kind of high-tech navigational shit on it. Here we go. AK-47, the very best there is. When you absolutely, positively got to kill every motherfucker in the room, except no substitutes.
Nothing gets between me and my AK.
This here is the Chinese model. I get them for $850. Double my money.
In the motherfucking house. And WA is in full effect. Hey, yo, yellow boy, kick me that funky ass beat right here. Yeah. Who's in the motherfucking house right now? Who's in the house?
Pump that shit up. Come on.
Yeah. Compton's definitely in the motherfucking house. Yo, Ren, what we gonna do? Right.
To the people over here.
To the people over there.
To the people, the people, the people, people, the people, the people, people from everywhere watching the show. Paying top dollars because they know when we're on the stage, we're in a motherfucking rain.
So Dre,
what up?
Why don't you get the 12 gauge?
Yeah. And show 'em how easy does it. So if your punks wanna make something of it, step up, run up, get up. What's up, suckers?
You want some of this?
Then you're a stupid motherfucker.
Kicking like the kick from a kick drum. Yellow boy on the drum getting dumb. Programming a beat that's hitting. And if you're listening, you know we're not bullshitting.
Dope like a pound or a key.
Yeah.
So shut the fuck up and listen to me. I make a killing. I got money to the ceiling.
Why's that?
Cause I'm a motherfucking ruthless villain.
MC Ren.
Stopping any fool in my way. With some help from my homeboy Dre.
Now my name is Dre. The motherfucking doctor.
doctor,
ripping shit up,
oh yeah,
and here to rock ya with some help from my homeboy E, the criminal of the ruthless posse, fucking it up,
word up,
is what we do, the reputation of the NWA crew, getting busy because we're cold stomping and we're born and raised,
and we're born and raised,
and we're born and raised in Compton,
Compton, speaking Compton. Of Compton, it's making me sick,
why,
everybody's talking that crazy shit,
saying they were raised in the CPT,
uh-huh.
Just cause I was, they try to be like me. Popping that shit, get the fuck out my face. Knowing that they never even seen the place. Claiming my city, it's my city they claim. Motherfucker, we're about to put some salt in your game.
Yeah, I'm tired of these motherfuckers running around town talking about they from Compton and shit, trying to get on the bandwagon.
Yeah, Dre, I know what you're saying, man, but let's tell them who we're talking about. On the
what? What do you call a crew that can rap like that?
Yo, and WA calling motherfuckers whack.
Yeah, you whack. Know what time it is. Let's tell them why we call them whack. They got a wacky whack record with a wacky whack crew.
Yo, what about the lyrics?
That shit's wacky whack too.
With a fucked up style and a fucked up show.
Hey, yo, Ren, what about the scratching? Is it deaf?
Fuck no.
The motherfucking record is so motherfucking whack. The motherfucking Cracker Jack need to step the fuck back.
Back.
Do you want some of this?
Hell no.
He be blind.
Play the motherfucking doctor. Before the record is ran and Bump Street is filling. Play the motherfucking doctor. Before the record is ran and Bump Street is filling.
Yellow boy, won't you kick me one of them funky ass beats?
My boy Ice Cube.
Yo, we got my homeboy Eazy-E in the house.
Won't you tell him what your name is?
MC Ren is the motherfucking coroner. I'm getting rid of motherfuckers as if they was a foreigner. Show no grief to pretend when I sin. A punch you can block it, but I'ma still get in. This ain't a TKO in the first, but it's some shit from a nigga in black and much worse than a beating from Tyson. Cause Ren is not nice and your ass is better off just rolling the dice and finding you a number for luck. Cause you'll need it when you see I don't give a fuck. My identity and this shit is getting shown. Without a video, I'm still getting known. I'm at a show, then my picture is taken. One click of the flash and punk niggas are breaking to the door, trying to join my fan club. Lip syncing over one of my dubs, and instrumental is scratched for the moment. Until I fuck up the so-called opponent that's standing in the zone of the twilight, saying how in the fuck did he get mixed up in my fight. It wasn't a mistake, it was a setup. So until I'm finished pumping my lyrics, you should shut up and don't attempt to speak. Because it's bad enough you're rolling up shit creek with a nigga like Ren about to hit. Now let me hear you motherfuckers talk some more shit, or I'ma bust your ass in the mouth. Yo, unless you're saying Compton's in the house.
Who really cares about a sucker on a takeoff? Bust a move, we can have a shake and bake off. Me and you can go, cause I don't care. Yo, rap fight or guerrilla warfare, we can rumble. Cause when my lungs go in and out, I kick rhymes in a bundle to win about. Or scurry or scuffle, I just muffle the opposition. There's no competition, let them know that Dre's getting stronger. Compton's in the house, but now it's something longer. I won't get set up, shut up, I'm kinda fed up. You can say uncle and I still won't let up. Cause Dre is the motherfucking doctor. And if me and Ren's on the mic, it's like propaganda, no doubt.
Boy, you should've known by now.
Yeah, it's time to put Compton on the map. So don't ever think you can get none, you stupid motherfuckers.
Said Justice, you and Whippleman, as demented as you are, brother, are not even gonna face the power of Hulkamania. This is where it all started, and this is where it's all gonna end. Right in WrestleMania with you, brother. You know, it's like history repeating itself, man. I remember when I was a little teeny Hulkster hanging out on Venice Beach, California. I heard the screams. I heard everybody panicking, running for their lives, coming out of water. And then as I started to dog paddle out past the buoys, I faced the killer head on, the killer shark. I bit him right between the dorsal fin. And as I was dog paddling, brother, back to get a pina colada at Trader Vic's, I realized I had an extra passenger. Just like Whippleman is sucked onto you, brother, this shark had a scavenger onto his belly to suck up all the trash and the slime and everything that he left behind. Well, you know something, brother? At WrestleMania, I'm gonna face you head on, just like the killer shark. And you and that little scum Whippleman, you're gonna be history at some garbage dump, brother, in Indianapolis. What you gonna do when the holsters and my little maniacs backstroke on you?
Your home, I'll be your day forever. And learn the good inside of you until they split the atom. So many times there's nothing left, there's nothing left at all. I know I'm right, cause when I'm gone there's nothing left at all. Never, 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 oh.
Salute.
Everybody, all the sons and authority about this. She's telling me, where'd she find out he's good looking, first of all?
She didn't mean nothing.
Who is she?
You just start with me now?
When people are talking, you don't interrupt. It's none of your business. Especially if it's my brother and his wife. It got nothing to do with you. Now get out of here. Go inside. Get out. Take the baby inside.
Come on. Sleep the grudge. See you, okay? Come
on. Change your diapers. Can you see? She's gonna cry. She stinks.
You make her cry.
I'm gonna make you cry.
Yeah.
Wish I was a Kellogg's cornflake, floating in my boat, taking movies, relaxed in a while. Style, talking to a raisin occasion who plays L.A. Casually glancing at his toupee. Wish I was an English muffin, got to make the most out of a toaster. Myself down, coming up brown. I prefer boysenberry more than any ordinary jam. I'm a Citizens for Boysenberry jam fan. Best wishes, Morton. Old Roger Draft Dodger, leaving by the basement door. Everybody knows what is to the toe and down there for. Oh, really?
mine. I was going to Arizona, maybe on to California, where the people all live so fine. My baby said I was crazy, my mama called me lazy. I was gonna show them all this time. Cause you know I ain't no fooling, I don't need no more schooling. I was born to just walk the line. Living on Tulsa time. Living on Tulsa time. Well, you know I've been through it when I set my watch back to it. Living on Tulsa. I'm just a waste of time. Well, then I got to thinking, man, I'm really sinking, and I really had a flash this time. I had no business leaving, and nobody would be grieving if I went on back to Tulsa time. Living on 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 Tulsa time. Gonna set my watch back to it, cause you know I've been through it. Living on.
Time at home, instead of running around the country that away.
Whoa, I'm looking at the world through a windshield, and I see everything in a little bit different light.
I got a sweet little thing I'm a wanting to see in Nashville,
and I'm down around Dallas, gonna roll on south tonight.
Long strips of rubber that you see were burned off of this rig by the likes of me, and they'll rot along the highways in this land. I'm gonna sign my name in this diesel smoke and let the ones that come along behind me choke and try to beat this a pace I'm a-setting any time they can.
Oh, I'm looking at the world through the windshield.
watching it fly by me on the right. I got a sweet little thing I'm a-wanting to see in Nashville, and I'm down around Dallas and we're all south tonight. Well, I've pushed this rig through sleet and rain, and I've driven through the rough terrain of the Rockies to the docks of old L.A. On down that old Pacific shore, I swing north and run for Baltimore, or somewhere about 2,000 miles away. Whoa, I'm looking at the world through a windshield, watching it fly by me on the right. I got a sweet little thing I'm a dying to see in Nashville, and I'm down around Dallas and we're all south tonight. And I'm down around Dallas and we're all south tonight.
Hey, Adam and Evil.
Mr. Mellon. We were just looking for some cocktail napkins.
Hey, where? Under her dress?
You're impossible.
You are easy.
I love Klimt, don't you?
Mr. Mellon, your wife was just showing us her Klimt.
You too, huh? She's shown it to everybody.
Well, she's very proud of it.
I'm proud of mine, too. I don't go waving around at parties, though.
It's an exceptional painting.
Oh, the painting. Oh, yeah. Okay, drink up. Enjoy yourself. I hate small food, you know? Everybody, come here, will you? Put your hand right over there, will you? I learned this in Europe. Now look at that. Coming through hot stuff. Look at that, will you?
Thornton, I'd like you to meet Mr. and Mrs. Stuyvesant.
Oh, right, right.
How do you do, Thornton?
I know. Hi, Mr. How are you? Yeah, never mind. I got my own here. It's all right.
Millicent, you look charming. I love your dress. Don't you, Thornton? It's such a lovely shade of green.
Yeah, if that dress had pockets, you'd look like a pool table. You should try my tall and fat stores. No offense.
May I speak to you privately, please?
I'll wash my sandwich, will
you? I can't take any more of this. You've insulted our friends, you've insulted me, and you've got out of your way to ruin this party.
Party? You kidding? It's a dog show out there. Your friends. To come here for free food, free booze, and to suck up to you for donations.
You have no class, Thornton, and I am tired of it. I want a divorce.
Divorce? I knew we had something in common. Here, sign these.
Oh! Oh, I'm afraid it's not going to be that easy, honey. This is going to cost you plenty.
Oh, yeah? Vanessa, let's talk about class, Linda, right? Here's you and Giorgio in a guest room. A little classy, isn't it? Here's you and Giorgio in a rumpus room. Another classy one, huh? Oh, this one I can't figure it out. There's you, there's Giorgio. What's with the midget over here? That one. Hey, wait, I got more.
Let me go.
We'll not let you go.
Let him go.
No, no,
no,
Mamma Mia, let me go.
Beelzebub has the devil put aside
for me, for me, for me.
Really good.
Yes, I thought it was very good.
Blow Queen off the fucking stage.
Yes, absolutely.
To white.
Right here, sir.
All personnel, please prepare for departure.
Can't see.
silver lines. Can't see your face in my mind. Don't you cry. Until we say goodbye.